didn't care how you hurt me. But you can never steal away memories of what used to be. Well, you think she's yours to have and to hold. Someday you'll learn when her love grows cold. I've forgotten more than you'll ever know about her. You think that she's yours to have and to hold. Someday you'll learn when her love grows cold. I've forgotten more than you'll ever know about her.
Come on down and stop teasing me. Come on down and stop teasing me. Rockin' little angel with your honey drip lips. You got your honey drip lips. You got your honey drip lips. Rockin' little angel with your honey drip lips. I want the whole wide world to know. I want the whole wide world to know.
Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel.
Come on down and stop teasing me.
Come on down and stop teasing me. Stop teasing, little angel. Stop teasing, little angel.
And they're rocking, little angel. You're oh so sweet. Oh so sweet. Oh so sweet. Rocking, little angel. You're oh so sweet. I want the whole wide world to know. I want the whole wide world to know.
Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel.
Come on down and stop teasing me.
Come on down and stop teasing me. Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel. Rock, rock, rock a little angel.
Come on down and stop teasing me.
Come on down and stop teasing me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is me now, not me before this Radio Obituary Retrospective episode. I am recording this for you right now in the midst of the Radio Obituary Retrospective. It's all very complicated, but it's all going to work out in the long run. Trust me on this one. But like I said, it is the Radio Obituary Retrospective where we polled you to find out which of the radio obituaries from the previous radio obituary year, that would be from November 1st through October 31st of this year, we polled you to find out which of the radio obituaries you would like to hear retrospected, and that is what we're doing here tonight. The outpouring of support was wonderful, and I thank you all for participating in the polling. It's very important to your titular head of research that you accept his poll gladly each and every year. But it's time for us to turn back to the radio obituaries that we are retrospecting. Thank you all so very much. We'll probably pop in one more time before this program is over. And I do hope you're enjoying each and every little bit and hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where we're having a great time right now with you, the listener, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Candido Camero, the Cuban conga and bongo player. He's considered a pioneer of Afro-Cuban jazz and an innovator in conga drumming. He was responsible for the development of the tunable conga sets, as well as the combination of congas and bongos and other instruments such as the foot-operated cowbell. He moved to New York City in 1946, where he was able to play with Dizzy Gillespie, Billy Taylor, and Stan Kenton. Candido Camero just passed away at 99. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary. Oh, with a couple of those songs. We're going to start with one. And then we're going to end with one. Because why would we not do that right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank?
a fat daddy, bring it home to me. Fat daddy, bring it home to me. Yes, I'm blue, cold, and in misery. I've been walking around all day and looking for you, baby. I've been walking around all day looking for you, sweet thing. I walked the streets till my feet got sore. Cried and cried, I can't cry no more. Fat daddy, bring it home to me. Fat daddy, you've been gone too long. Fat daddy, you've been gone too long. Yes, I found out that I done you wrong. I've been walking around all day and looking for you, baby. I've been walking around all day looking for you, sweet thing. I got men who are younger and handsome too, but they just don't move me like you do. Fat daddy, please come back to me. I need your loving every night. Need your arms to hold me tight. You're fat and farty and over the hill, but you're my meat and I love you still. Fat daddy, bring it home to me. Cause I'm blue, cold, and in misery. Say, Long John claims to be your pal, but he's been trying to steal your gal. Told Long John to his face, ain't no man can take your place. Fat daddy, bring it home to me. Cause I'm blue and cold and in misery.
Tip my cup, all my doors are open. Hop my heart for coconuts, all my eggs are broken. Hop my heart, harp my light, zero's hope is steady. Hit my angel, harp my light, lay it on the needy. Hop my heart, harp my light, zero's hope is steady. Hit my angel, harp my light, lay it on the needy. Well, when Jack and Neil and Al and I wrote this song back in 1959, we never thought it would be a music fest tonight. And seeing all of you at this beautiful place on this August Eve is out of sight. Because the music has been going all the daytime as well. And in the afternoon, we have nothing to sell, because there's only the stories of the music to tell. And that really is truly all right. Because Music Fest is the best. You could come in short pants or a bobtail and vest. It doesn't matter how you dress anyway, because the sunshine in your heart brings each brand new day. The spirit of what it is all about. And if Jack himself were here, he'd be sitting in on the cougar drums and sharing in this cosmic cheer. Because they used to make all the words of music up to, just like now we're going to do. It's called improvising or spontaneity, and you can do it without having to pull your daisy, because it's so much fun. You won't have to worry about the battles that are lost or the ideas that are won, because it comes in its natural way. There's not really too much left to say, except that if you think that the 1950s were a drag, you're probably right, but still they were out of sight because they had a different type of bag. We all used to get together like this August beautiful weather. Whether you were from Pennsylvania, New York, didn't matter anything. It only meant that you had spent as part of your tether. You were tethered to the rope of reality. It was also connected with spontaneity. There's not much more that we have to say, 'cause now we can hear Mr. Victurus play. Tip my cup, all my doors are open. Hop my heart for coconuts, all my eggs are broken. Hop my heart, heart my light, Cyril's hope is steady. Hip my angel, heart my light, lay it on the needy. Hop my heart, heart my light, Cyril's hope is steady. Hip my angel, heart my light, lay it on the needy. And That's the way they used to scat sing back in 1952. And now, in this beautiful August night in 1988, when none of us should really, at our ages, be up this late, we think about Jack back in the 1950s, going to those New York City cocktail parties with a tweed coat with patches and a sleeve, playing that Edwardian English 19th century game of literary make-believe. And Truman Capote said it wasn't writing, it was typing. And now Truman Capote's going up into the great jam session in the sky while Jack's 11 books are in paperback and make everyone not have to ask the question, why? So for all of you here at Music Festival, want to write, paint, sing, or get one more rototilling in before the fall comes so you could be prepared for the next corn crop next spring. We're so glad to be here one more time again, and we hope until we come one more time back. Till then, we know that you want to have something spontaneity. Let's all pull our daisy.
WMFO in Medford Stereo. People too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now, overpay. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, there, boy. Thank you.
Anderson. For a good, uncomplicated way to exercise, take a walk. At any age, walking is one of the best ways to keep your heart fit and your joints limber, without the injuries that jogging or some aerobics can cause. Ask your shoe salesman for a shoe that's designed for walking. And ask your doctor to help you plan an exercise walking program that's right for you. Soon, you'll be on the road to better health.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute, WRInstitute.org.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And this is going to be the antepenultimate radio obituary for Tony Hendra, the English satirist, actor, and writer who worked mostly in the U.S. He was a member of the Cambridge University Footlights Review in 1962, alongside John Cleese, Graham Chapman, and Tim Brooke Taylor. He's probably best known for being the head writer and co-producer in 1984 of the first six shows of the long-running British satirical television series Spitting Image, and also for starring in the film This Is Spinal Tap as the band's manager Ian Faith. In 1972, Hendra co-created National Lampoon's first album, Radio Dinner, with Michael O'Donohue, on which Hendra performed a parody of John Lennon titled Magical Misery Tour, which I believe is something that I played in one of my very early shows here at WMFO that got Chuck Yu, also known as Not Belinda, extremely excited. In 1973, he produced, directed, and co-wrote with Sean Kelly the Lampoon's off-Broadway review, Lemmings. He continued as an editor of the Lampoon until 1975, when he became co-editor-in-chief with Kelly until 1978. Tony Hendra just passed away at 79. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be
placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee.
You are a fluke.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
humpback whale, master of the deep, tireless voyager, perhaps the most fascinating mammal in creation. Tests have shown the humpback to possess an intelligence almost human in its range and complexity. Humpbacks can communicate with one another, express pain and pleasure, and experience emotion. But with these advanced faculties, it seems, come problems. This highly sophisticated submarine recording, made in the humpback's favorite feeding grounds off Baja California, reveals that the enormous animals may even share with their chief predator, man, some of those tragic physical disabilities the flesh is heir to. The humpback whales cannot help themselves. Only you can help them. Please send a contribution to Save the Whales Before They Blast Themselves into Extinction, Box 101, Grand Central Station, New York. This has been a message from your Terminal Flatulence Association.
Stupid middle class pig! I won't let fucking animals like that near me! she's a woman and she's oriental, that's why. Where are you, mother? Let's try to crucify me. Genius is pain. 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 Ah! Oh! Genius is pain. Genius is pain. Ah! 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 Genius is pain. Oh! Ah! Ah! Pain.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the penultimate radio obituary is for Jane Powell, the American actress, singer, and dancer who first appeared in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer musicals in the 1940s. Some of her notable performances were in A Date with Judy from 1948, Royal Wedding in 1951, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers in 54, and Hit the Deck in 1955. She also performed on stage in My Fair Lady and The Sound of Music, and sometimes popped up on television, including guest roles on The Love Boat and Growing Pains. She just passed away at 92. It's the penultimate radio obituary for Jane Powell, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Peanuts and a little bag are calling you.
Juanita.
Juanita. For at the very break of day, a peanut vendor's on his way. La 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 la. Money said of the bar. No, no, no. Ah, 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 ah.
Feeling. I do believe I'm getting smaller. Well, what do you think?
I'm folding up like a telescope. And there I was, about 10 inches high. I was small enough to go through the door, but now I couldn't reach the table to get the key. So I sat down and cried, which was very silly because, of course, it did no good at all. Come, Alice, I said to myself, leave off crying this instant, or I'll box your ears. Have you ever tried to box your own ears? It's very hard to do, but it works.
We gotta keep up with the Joneses.
The Joneses?
The Joneses. We gotta keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses have a ball.
Oh.
We gotta make bucks by the hundreds.
The thousands.
The millions.
We gotta make bucks by the billions, or we won't rate at all. So it's noses to the grindstone. That's our battle call. And it's shoulders to the wheel, or we'll have backs against the wall.
We gotta keep up with the Joneses, the Joneses, the Joneses. Our fingers will work to the boneses, 'cause every day in every way we gotta make hay so we can say we can keep up, gotta keep up with the Joneses, 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 Joneses.
We are the Joneses, the wealthy Joneses. We are the Joneses, the wealthy Joneses. We are the Joneses, the wealthy Joneses.
The Joneses, the Joneses. We gotta stop the Joneses. We gotta top the Joneses, or we're lost.
We gotta keep up with the Joneses.
They're richer, they're fatter. So stop the chitter chatter and show them up, no matter what the cost.
We gotta keep up with the Joneses.
We have two yachts.
We'll buy three. We'll buy them longer.
Longer.
Leaner,
leaner,
speedier,
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 speedier.
If they buy one house,
we buy three.
And if they're greedy, we'll be even greedier.
Greedier.
Gotta have a yacht,
gotta have a car,
gotta have a car
and a chauffeur too.
Gotta have a yacht,
gotta have a car,
gotta have a car
and a chauffeur too.
Gotta have a yacht,
gotta have a car,
gotta have a car
and a chauffeur too.
Never yet.
Gotta have a car, gotta have a car and a chauffeur too.
Never yet.
Gotta have a car,
gotta have a car
and a chauffeur too.
We have two cars.
We'll have three cars.
We have four cars.
We'll have five cars.
We have six cars.
And tonight's ultimate radio obituary is for my father, Arthur Daniel Rollins. He was a retired IBM employee. He was in the 101st Airborne, a Shriner, a Mason. He was in the VFW, the American Legion, and was a Vietnam veteran. He was a lifetime rock and roller. He loved Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, Little Richard, and doo-wop, among so much else. He was a fan of UK basketball and an aficionado of classic cars, skilled in their restoration, not only of cars, also of jukeboxes, and the occasional pinball machine. He just passed away at 80, and I got a lot that I could say, but I don't say, about my father, but you can always be guaranteed that he had a lot of influence on how I think about music and this radio show. And for that, each and every one of us should all be grateful. It's the ultimate radio obituary for Arthur Rollins, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've got a strange degree of music. candy apple, ready, Paula. Got a beauty round the corner. It's a Daisy Cruz, the candy apple, ready, Paula.
Hey, hey, hey,
look at me go, yeah.
When I shove it in the Lord.
Hey, man, I really go.
When I go to take a knee.
Well, then I really tell.
When I shove it in the heart.
Hey, man.
Got a pile of lies and then I'm moving with.
That's in my state, it feels the candy apple ready, Paula.
Yeah, that's my
mama, I'll take it feels the candy apple ready, Paula.
Yeah,
look at me
go. Look at me go.
Look at me go.
And I'm moody quill.
But that's what's big, 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 the candy apple ready, Paula.
Candy,
real, real, real. Gee, that's always pretty. It's my state, big, 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 the candy apple ready, Paula.
Hey, 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 hey.
Zooming round the corner at 110. Seen a cop in a car coming round the bend. Through it in a second, give me a bit of the pants. And he said,
pull over, Flash, cause you was going too fast.
Why would you?
What are you, 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 what are
that my baby keep on saying she's a lonesome gal and pal. Let her know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding you. Oh, let those honky-tonking angels be the girls I'll ever love. Let them know it's you I'm craving, it's you I'm dreaming of. Let them know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding. Baby, keep on saying she's a lonesome gal and pal. Let her know that I'll be waiting when my lonely days are through. Let the jukebox keep on playing till I'm holding.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Arthur Rollins. And this is where I'd like to pop in one last time in tonight's Radio Obituary Retrospective to thank you all very much for being here as we wrap up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for my father, which, by the way, in the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll, you, the listener, gave him the most votes. He was the top vote getter in the poll. Oh, Arthur. Thank you all. You're very nice. And of course, it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. If you see somebody walking down the street without a smile, you give them yours and go, mm-mm. That felt good. Do it for me, okay? Thanks. Let's wrap up tonight's Radio Obituary Retrospective with a story about the final tune that we're going to play right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Here's the story. Many years ago. I'm sure if you've been listening to this show for a really long time, let me back up a little bit. If you've been listening to this show for a really long time, you probably know that I have made many final trips to see my father. And so he had a plan for his arrangements. And he made a cassette tape of the songs that he wanted to be played at his funeral and gave that to me. Now, let me tell you, I've never actually listened to this cassette. I don't know everything that's on it. I think it's only 3 or 4 songs, but I do know one song that's on it. And when he told me it was on it, I laughed at him. I didn't laugh at him. I just could not hold back the laughter that came out of my mouth. I just couldn't do it. So guess what? You get to hear this song that is on the funeral tape. I'm sure I know I do have that Wambly cassette around here somewhere that I am now going to have to dig out. And because of the ways of the world right now, of course, we're not going to be doing anything about anything for a little while yet. So, tonight, I share with you one of the songs that my father had on a Wambly cassette tape to be played at his funeral as we wrap up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes, are calling, yeah, from glen to glen.
may be.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.